Dear Dhamma friends, when I had free time this morning, in that free time I was thinking, why am I here or why are we here? When I think about this topic, three reasons came to my mind. The very first reason is our dear teacher Godwin. We are here because of Godwin's approach, because of his friendly teachings. So we are here. The first reason is Godwin. And the second reason, because of this Godwin's friends, they want to continue this practice, they want to spread out Godwin's teachings in Hong Kong and in all over the world. So we call the Dhamma workers. So we are here because of them, because they are organization. So when we think about these two reasons, I felt a lot of gratefulness towards our teacher Godwin and towards our friends we call Dhamma workers. I felt personally gratefulness towards them. And the third reason is ourselves. We are here because of ourselves. You are here because of yourself, and I am here because of myself. So when I realized this third reason, I felt same gratefulness towards myself. I think you may feel it too, towards yourself. So try to give some positive and spiritual value to yourself. This is very, very important thing, to see yourself in a spiritual way. So all of you are very, very important for this retreat. Each person is very important. Give this importance to yourself. Here you can see some meditation teachers, also some teachers are here, and we call some Dhamma workers, they are here too, and some meditators. I think all of you have some previous meditation experiences, maybe some of you are beginners. So we have this couple of categories, teachers, Dhamma workers, senior meditators and beginners. But I want to say this very seriously, we all are human beings. Don't forget this reality, especially during this retreat. We all are human beings. So we have to work as a Dhamma team. If we all are human beings, is to be heard. So personally we can be heard easily, and whatever we do it can affect to others too. So please expect both. We can be heard by our activities and by others' activities. Also others can be heard by our personal activities. So please be sensitive to those areas, especially during this retreat. This is the second thing that I want to mention. If somebody asks about our spiritual history, when we started this meditation and why we started this meditation, so we can say something, our recent history or a little bit from past history in this life. But the reality is we have longer history for this practice. We can't remember. We can't remember when we started this meditation, when we started to practice Dhamma. But definitely, I am very sure about this thing, definitely we have many, many lifetimes history for our spiritual practice. That's why we are here. We were practicing before many, many times, in many lifetimes. We may practice together in our previous lifetimes. That's very sure. That's why we are practicing here together. So, we have spiritual heritage. I'd like to use this word again. We all of have spiritual heritage. To get benefits out of our practice, we are not helpless. This would not happen accidentally or by as a coincidence. Therefore, please trust yourself. Please make some confidence about the practice, about your life. This is wonderful gift that your life gives to you. Life gives various gifts to everybody. Wealth, health, friends, so and so. But this type of gifts are very rare. Spiritual gift is very rare gift. It doesn't give to everybody. So we are so fortunate, so lucky to have this opportunity. Please feel this opportunity as a divine gift, as a golden gift. This is wonderful opportunity. This 10-day is wonderful opportunity. We may not able to have any more retreats. Who knows? Nobody can give any guarantee for these things. But we have this golden opportunity at this moment. So please see it as a divine gift, as a Dhamma gift, as a wonderful present, and please use it. Please use it in each minute, in every moment. Please feel it as a divine and golden gift that you are having. And now I would like to speak some practical things about this 10-day retreat. The first thing is, this is very unpleasant job as a teacher to do, because nobody likes to listen this type of things, but that's my karma. I have to speak these things in each retreat that I have to give. The first thing is silence, about silence. In Asia, especially in Sri Lanka and I think in Hong Kong too, silence is not very familiar thing. Wherever we go, we want to talk. In bus, in restaurants, in the road, that's a normal thing. In Sri Lanka too, more than here, we want to talk, we want to talk. So talking or speaking is a very human thing. Only human can speak. Only human can be silent too. That's the beauty of human life. So during this retreat, we are learning to experience the beauty of the silence. You are able to experience it by yourself. So please open your mind to silence. It is not just something you don't have to do by forcibly. Just try to be familiar to the silence. Just try to respect to the silence. Just try to see silence as your spiritual teacher. Just do this, your own experiment during this retreat. I like to invite to this experiment from all of you to do silence experiment. Silence is very, very important thing to develop other spiritual qualities. The silence has many qualities. This is not the time to discuss about it, but gradually we are able to experience those qualities step by step. And the second thing I want to discuss with you about five precepts. I think all of you are familiar to these five precepts. Respect to others' life. It doesn't matter they are human or not. Try to respect to their rights to live. And second thing, please respect to others' belongings. Please respect to what is not yours. Third thing, not having any sexual contact during this retreat. And fourth thing, respect to the truth. When you speak something, it must be truthful. It must be gentle. And it must be useful. And the last thing, please sensitive to the time. It useful, truthful, gentle, and timely. Those four, Buddha always asked us to concern about those four areas while we are speaking. The fifth one is not using smoking or liquor. So all of these things have very beneficial fruits. We may not understand in the beginning, but when you practice it, you can get those benefits. During some discussion times, we can discuss about it widely and deeply. And art of the modern life is speed. If you have latest car, you can drive speedily. If you have latest trains, you can go quickly. So speed is an art of the modern lifestyle. I would like to say an art of spiritual life is not the speed, the slow. If you can slow down your activities, your speech, your walking, your talking, and even your thinking, that is the way to practice meditation. So during this retreat, try to reduce the speed of whatever you are doing. Your walking speed, your talking speed, and your eating speed too. Try to reduce it. We have plenty of time for everything. So time is not a problem during this retreat. Time is always a problem in our daily life. Always, always. But here, we are so flexible. Time is so flexible. So, please use this opportunity to spend more time with yourself, more time with your food, more time with your walk. I think definitely you will enjoy this meditation by doing things slowly. There is no hurry. There will be guidance during the most of the group meditation, so you can meditate with guidance during the most of the sittings, standing and walking meditation times. Also, sometimes you may not able to get any guidance. That's also part of the practice. First, we can use external teacher, and slowly, slowly, you can let go of him or her by practicing meditation. Finally, you can be your own guide. You can be your own teacher. If there is some aim or target of this retreat, I would like to say, this is the target, this is the aim of this retreat. After the retreat, if you can say, I don't need teacher anymore, I will be very happy. But during the retreat, please use teachers. So, teachers are available for your practice. You can see in the schedule, there is some interview times. So please use that time to discuss about your practice, to discuss about your difficulties. In first 3 or 4 days, we concentrate to the practice, only to the practice. So in first few days, we have time only for discussing our practice, our practical problems, our meditation problems during that interview time. So please use that time to discuss about your practical problems, especially about your meditation problems. Then after that, we can go to other topics. If you are having any other difficulties in your life, like counseling, we can go to that things later. But in first few days, only we try to discuss about meditation practice because of we have limited time. And if you are having any trouble about your practice, about your meditation, don't struggle with your trouble alone. Please come and ask some help. All are welcome for that. I am very happy to help you during this retreat. So please ask if you need any help. We are happy to help you. Don't struggle with yourself. I think I explained the essential things that we have to know in the beginning. But if I miss something, or if you want to know something else, or if you want some explanation about what I told, please ask. This is the time for asking questions.
It is the question about the posture. When she sit, the back is not straight. It relax and the back will come down. Mm-hmm. And she must use some stress, and then the back straight again. So she just ask your opinion.
Try to see how far you can sit straight. How far? Maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes you can sit straight. And then slowly you come down. That's okay, but in the beginning try to sit correctly. Then you can, I don't know, is there the benches, small benches available? You can sit on your knees on the bench. Then I think that posture will be more comfortable to you than this cross-leg posture. And the third suggestion is try to sit against the wall or against the pillar, then you can rest, your back can rest because of this wall. Mm? Then you don't have to worry about this difficulty. You can try.
He meditate for a while, the leg and the back, the eight come. So, but some teacher said that don't change the posture, hold it maybe 2 hours. This is the effort meditation, vinaya, vidya meditation. Another teacher, some teacher said that if the body is uncomfortable, you can change the posture to stand or other posture. So which teacher, which guidance should he follow? What is your opinion?
Did you try both?
Yes. Once he went to Vipassana Meditation Center, sit, they call it effort. Effort.
Abhinanda. Ah.
For a long time, not change the posture, but she tried, but very difficult for.
I feel like sitting on fire.
When you try it for.
And when you try the second opinion. Second opinion, how?
On the body, it is comfortable, but he also thinks that sit for many years, but no progress.
Oh, that is something else, so we can discuss about it later. So, now we are discussing about the posture, no? The progress, we can discuss later about the progress. So, your question is about the posture. When you not changing posture and when you changing posture, do you feel something beneficial? What is more beneficial to you, changing posture or not changing posture?
If change the posture, the body is comfortable. If not change the posture, and the ache come from the body, is ache. So, but for him, two things is not progress. Whatever change and not change, it is no progress. So, but when the body is relaxed, comfortable, and then my breath go to another thing for a while. But if the body is very difficult, so the mind is concentrated, but just painful.
So let's see during this retreat, let's try and see how you meditate and how is your progress is going on. So just let's try. We have 4 times group meditation, 4 group meditation times, and 3 times we are doing sitting, standing and walking meditation. So there is no opportunity to sit 2 hours or 3 hours in this retreat. I am very sorry. And only we have to sit 1 hour in early morning session, 5 to 6. That's try to sit during that time, but you can change your posture to one sitting position to another sitting position. So slowly you can train your body and your mind to sit at least 1 hour. So let's try this retreat with open mind.
Something missing when the body is not changed. And the body is very difficult. Sometimes he will angry at this difficulty.
We have chance to practice loving kindness meditation during this retreat. We have to practice loving kindness towards our body, towards our feelings, sensations, movements, towards our thoughts and emotions, as well as others. So we can try to practice loving kindness towards pain. When we experience pain, we can try to practice friendliness. We can try to practice friendliness towards psychological resistance about the pain too. So you are welcome to practice loving kindness meditation whenever you experience physical pain, and whenever you experience anger, try to be friendly with both.
The question is that I ask you in the daily life, your practice, which kind of meditation would you practice most or more?
Sorry,
About your meditation method, what kind of method do you practice more
I think I should practice something, no? I think I must practice something, no? Yes, well, in my daily life, I try to practice metta, loving kindness, towards whatever I experience. I try to practice, and another meditation is I try to relax myself as much as possible, and I try to relax others as much as possible. That's my second meditation. I think to practice both, I need mindfulness and awareness. So I do not give lot of attention to practice mindfulness, but practicing metta and practicing relaxedness, automatically mindfulness is developing.
She just asked that, but it's not a question. Just ask, just say that when she practices meditation, but for a long time the mind, for a long time the mind is calmed down. But when the mind is calmed down, it is very fast. The mind is also lost its calmness.
Needs long time to calm down, okay. But quickly mind can. Oh, yeah, that's the nature. Don't disappoint about it. That's the nature. To heal some sicknesses, it takes time, but to get, you can get sick quickly. So if you try to apply these meditation exercises into your daily life, this is very important thing. Not the techniques, the exercises. Try to apply to your daily life. Then you are able to calm down your mind quickly.
The question is that you just mentioned about yourself, practice relax, relax yourself. So, so the question is how to do it? How to relax?
Difficult
for all people.
So I have to be careful next time, no, if I say something. Normally in Sri Lanka, they don't ask this question, so I can say whatever. And they just say, oh, very good. You are so great. But here you are different. You ask why, how. I'm happy about it. How do I relax myself? The first thing that I try to practice, this technique, I can say technique or the exercise that I am trying to practice from long time, is not to take it anything seriously. If you take it seriously, then you feel tense, no? You tense and stress. So I try to not to take anything seriously. I try. Sometimes I took it things so seriously. But I am practicing to not to take anything seriously. And second thing, I try to practice impermanent. Everything is serious for this moment. When it become a part of the past, there is no seriousness. So if you are practicing this impermanent, you can be relaxed. You can relax yourself by practicing impermanent.
The question is same as before about relax, but just hear that you are not only just relax yourself, you also relax others. So the question is want to ask that how to relax others.
Oh, so I have to be more careful now.
I can't resist some audio.
Well. This relaxedness and the opposite of relaxedness, tension or stress, can be spread from one to others. It is spreading. If you tense, if you stress, then others can be stressed because of your stressness. So if you are relaxed, you are generating some energy towards others, towards around yourself, towards neighbors. So if you are relaxed, that's more than enough to help to others. That's more than enough. Just to be relaxed. Whenever others tense, be relaxed. How to encourage silence? We have to be silent first. If you can be silent, then others, it may affect to others, not to everybody, but at least one degree, you can achieve at least one step. So just being relaxed, and whenever others, whenever they speak about their difficulties, problems. Difficulties, problems means we take things seriously. So whenever they speak about these things, this is very important thing for everybody. If you are doing counseling to others, do not take it seriously. But do not ignore them. That is the other extreme. Pay your full attention to them, not to their problem. Not to their difficulties. Give your full love to them. Give your full friendliness to them. By not to their problems. If you give lot of attention to their problems, that means you are giving lot of energy to their tensions, to increase their tension. Whenever people ask about how to help to others, I said, first try to help yourself, then try to share your relaxedness, your lightness, your happiness and your joy with others. Don't go to share their suffering with yourself. That is wrong idea. We can't share anybody else's suffering, but we can share our happiness with them. So change your attitude. I am going to share my relaxedness with them. Not, I am not going to share their stressness with myself. No, that is not right thing. I am going to share my joy with people who are suffering, who has pain. So that's enough.
But the problem is the others, they had a problem, they had a suffering. But whatever, oneself relaxed, but others had a suffering.
So we feel guilty, no? Whenever we see others are suffering, and we are not comfortable in this situation. That's okay. So if you want to help to others, first you have to help yourself. That's the way. Otherwise, no way to help them. We see so many sick and ill people. So if you want to help them, first you have to be well. You have to be healthy. Otherwise you can't help them. So the first step is helping yourself. Then you are qualified person to help to others. Then you know how to help to others. Otherwise, if you go to help to them without having qualifications, it will give troubles to yourself and to others. So if somebody is in the river or in the ocean and you want to help them, you should know how to swim first. If you don't know, then and you jump into the river or into the ocean, you can't save others and you can't save yourself too. So I am very appreciative your sensitivity, your compassion. So please accept, everywhere is suffering. That's the nature of the world. Suffering is the nature of the world. Whether you practice meditation or not, suffering is there, everywhere. That's the nature. So we can't change the nature by practicing meditation or by doing whatever. We can't change the all nature in this all universe. But we can help to myself, and we can help to who ask help from myself little by little. So please accept your limitations.